Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour now on the Good Day program. It's our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the official list that's been sent to us, and you can have access to it as well. Talkers Magazine charts up all of the items, the stories, the people every week. We discuss it here in the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what popular talk hosts and our folks on the Good Day program are saying about these issues. But also we're joined by Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, longtime member of the Doug Steffen Fan Club.
Always. I was the founding member, I think.
Yes, you were, as a matter of fact. That's very true. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The story list includes the passing of Representative Jackie Walorski. So, Jennifer, you're always up on these things. What did she bring to the table? Why? I mean, she was in a car with four or five other people. They died in a head-on car crash in Indiana. But what is there about her that was unique or different? Did she? I had not ever heard of her before, but then there were 435 members of the House, yeah. And I'm sure there are plenty of them I don't know anything about.
Yeah, if you don't live in that area, you may not know her. But from what I hear, and I was listening to the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, talk about her yesterday, and he said that she was always one that was tough as nails, but always willing to work and would work across the aisle, actually. She had a lot of bipartisan stuff that she had behind her, which I don't think we see as much of today. But she was a fighter for the important stuff that mattered, and she had a really great reputation. Her husband, I guess, was a very visible part of her life, would be in Washington, D.C. a lot, and people just respected her, and she would take the tough jobs, the jobs that a lot of people didn't want to take. So I think she will be missed. And then, of course, she had two aides with her in her car. I think one of them worked for Marco Rubio's presidential campaign as well, so the communications director who passed away. So it's sad. It's a reminder that you just never know. You know, we always think all of this time ahead of us, and you know, you just don't know when you leave your house, and you got to be grateful for every day.
That's it. Okay, so she's also number 10 on the people list as well, Representative Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. At number 9 on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the focus on race relations, the Department of Justice has made a significant move this week in the investigation into Breonna Taylor and that whole incident, the killing, the police raid. Remember this from how many years ago is this now?
This is 2020.
Yeah, 2 years. Thinking it's 2 years ago. So the Attorney General has announced charges against four police officers. Charges include unconstitutional use of force, unlawful conspiracy, civil rights offenses, and other things. The detective in the case said to have, quote, willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force when he fired his service weapon into Breonna Taylor's apartment through a covered window. Another former detective, Joshua Janes, and Detective Kelly Goodlett, charged with submitting a false affidavit to search the apartment and then putting together a false cover story in an attempt to escape responsibility for their roles. So that's the real bugaboo as far as I'm concerned, that part of it, making it up, trying. And then you wonder about how many of these things happen. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
No, I think we need to know more about the search warrant, how they worked on it, if there were things going on there. I think this is one of those hard ones. You know, it's not as clear-cut as looking at Derek Chauvin. And this one was...
Is that only because there was no video, because it was at night?
Yes, of course, video is a helpful component in all of this, but we do know that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend in the house was shooting at officers. And so it's really hard, and I understand, you know, he says he didn't hear, he didn't
know
the police
officers. Why was he? Because he thought somebody was coming into the house, somebody was
bringing
into the house.
You know, call this... I don't know if it was willfully trying to murder someone but on the police officer's part, because they have someone shooting inside, and it just seems
bad police work. They didn't announce themselves. Nobody knew who they were. They just showed up because they wanted to. They were being quiet.
Room too. I think that they finally said she was in the hallway, I think. I know she was in the bedroom. There's still just a lot of information on this one that makes it it makes it tough, you know. And did they say it? Did he not hear it? It's horrible because someone's dead over the mistakes.
Yep. Mistakes. We all make mistakes. Own up to them. Fess up to them. And don't try to cover them up. I think that's the problem with that. Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The continuing focus on COVID and then the new thing with monkeypox and all of that stuff. I have noticed a couple of different things floating around. Jennifer, how have you handled the monkeypox thing on your morning program on KRLA?
Well, I just went out and got them just so I could share.
Good for you.
We haven't really talked about monkeypox. I mean, it's happening in a very small portion of people. I think 4 children across the country have monkeypox. I even think in some of the more high-risk communities, in gay communities, it's not all that prevalent. And that's supposed to be the place where, you know, people are actually now saying it's transmitted sexually, which is not true. It's long-term skin-on-skin contact. So that's what people need to remember.
Well, that's different than what I've heard this week, because I have done, and we've talked about it here a couple of times, Jay, the fact that it is something that basically is transferred among gay or bisexual
right
men
now, yes,
by having fluid contact. Much like AIDS. That's the rap
that
I've
seen.
That's
one of the things that they're also saying, the CDC and the WHO and everybody is saying, that relating it to STDs or STIs is misinformation because of the exact way that this isn't a sexually transmitted disease, but it is a disease that certain populations are
more likely to get
it more easily than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But as far as
I don't love the emergency state.
I don't either.
Emergency.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, especially if we're gonna look at what's really killing people right now, and there has not been a pandemic, an endemic.
It doesn't kill you.
Emergency.
Number one.
Well, the fentanyl in this country is killing people. People are overdosing on fentanyl, young people, every single day, and more people are dying from that than monkeypox and COVID at this point. So if we're going to start doing these declarations, I just wish they were properly placed. But
well, you come from Crazyville. California declares everything an emergency. So I think you and, what's the other state? There were 2 states.
New York. New York, California, and then the individual
state.
Cities. Los Angeles, San Francisco did it as well, and then Biden did it this week for the whole country.
All right, number 7 on the list is the situation with Alex Jones. We'll talk about what the jury has found regarding Mr. Jones after this here on our Talk Radio Review. Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now, it's the buy 3, get 3 free, so that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com, or you can call us toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
16 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, with input from Jennifer Horn, doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, has been associated with me in this program for a long time. Jay Kirshner is here as well from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Alex Jones, the host of a radio program called InfoWars. Now, I've been in the radio business for, Jennifer will tell you, as long as there have been radios, Jennifer will tell you that I've been on the air that long.
He used to drive his dinosaur to the radio station, park the car, take out the piece of string.
There you
and
go.
The
that's
and
it. Yes.
It real time.
Thank you. Anyway, so I've met Alex Jones once. That meeting convinced me that there was probably nothing that I wanted to listen to that he had to say on the air. A lot of you like him. I'm sure that there's a place for him, or there used to be, but he now has to pay up $4 million to the parents in Sandy Hook. The jury didn't take very long to figure out. They were in and out fast. It was pretty obvious what went on here. He's declared bankruptcy, so he probably will never pay the money. But at any rate, the decision made this past Thursday was for the plaintiffs Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, who requested $150 million in compensatory damages when the trial started. Now, of course, there'll be appeals and all kinds of stuff, but I don't get it's freedom of speech. Yep, love it. We wouldn't exist without it. But what is there that's attractive about what this guy has had to say? That's what
I think it's salacious, and he plays off of people's distrust of the government, which continues to grow.
Yeah, I do that.
I proudly can tell you that I have never listened to Alex Jones. He just, he doesn't do it for me, but no. I also stand with people I don't agree with to allow free speech. And
yeah.
The thing that makes this interesting, if you take the emotion out of it, because of course Sandy Hook is just so, it's heartbreaking, but if you take the emotion out of it and you go, okay, what can someone say about someone else? Because this is about freedom of speech, and then when that crosses the line into defamation. And I think that when he was talking about Sandy Hook being fake with actors, is that defamation of the parents who have been out there crying and mourning publicly the loss of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the jury was deciding on in this particular case. And it's interesting because it does set precedence. You take away the dramatic thing at the center of it, but it does have implications about what we do in the talk radio business as to what is our freedom of speech and what crosses the line into defamation.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he crossed the line. But we always have questions about freedom of speech. I think there are a lot of people who want to shut down. You hear from folks, and we do with our social media here as well. We'll get to some of your comments, by the way, in a few moments from the social media side of things. But the people who I get, I even had somebody, Jennifer, send me an email to my Eastleigh Farm account talking about how dare I say this and don't I know that. And, you know, this guy, it's gone further than just people connecting with me on social media connected to the program. They've now gone into, they're trying to find me. And basically, how dare you? Don't you know this? Don't you know that? Because I said something this woman didn't agree with. And that was it.
You got my email.
That's it. Yeah. Good going, Jennifer. Oh, you're always such a big help. Isn't it wonderful to have Jennifer? Anyway, so Alex Jones, and he's still on the radio. You can still hear him. And he was on during the trial, and I thought some of the things that he said that I heard audio cuts from his, I thought it was craziness that he would basically throw. Yeah, right, exactly, throw salt in the wound. What do you think is going to happen? Is this reality, you know, there's a rubber hit the road there.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for us to examine items from the charts with comments from social media focused on those charts or items from the charts. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. We asked this week whether or not President Biden should run for a second term. Jay, what'd you get out of some of our listeners?
Well, social media comments definitely kind of coincide with his current ratings, not great.
Zero.
Greg Donahoe says, yes, he should. It would be the surest way to get someone else into office. Lem Turnberg says, no, this country can't handle another term with him as president. And Chris Marengo adds, of course he should run. It's his prerogative. And if his party wants him to do it, and they'll vote for him and put him on their ticket. This is still America. It's freedom.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. It doesn't speak to the naivete of how the system works. It wasn't his prerogative. He did want to run, sort of, but he was pushed into it by the Democratic National Committee. They made the choice. They made it happen. And it just gives you more...
It's very powerful compared to the RNC. The RNC always have 20 million candidates. And believe me, you don't think that the RNC wanted Trump to be the candidate. In 2016, they wanted someone like Marco Rubio. But people have more power in the Republican Party than do the Democrats. The Democrats, when they're told to get out, they better get out. And that's kind of what's happening here. And now the party's going, well, maybe we made the wrong decision. And
Hillary for president! Yay!
You know, do they try to get him out before 2024? Do they try to keep him in until 2024? It's just a mess.
And if you want to make more of a mess than you have, what's your face, who's vice president, become the president? You're talking about a mess now. Wow.
His approval rating right now is 31% in the polls. So
down to 22 at one point not long ago.
It's not great.
No. Okay. So there's been an issue this week that's come up It's actually not in the countdown, but it's worth a moment or two of our time. The discussion of parents leashing their children. We saw a story that we talked about, Jennifer, this week of one fellow who had five children. They were all on a leash.
So. They're quintuplets. Quintuplets. Five children, 5 years of age. They like to explore, and he just feels like they do have a six child stroller, but it's so big and bulky. And the kids are five; they want to walk, they want to explore. So he uses a harness leash kind of situation, and a lot of people on social media went for him. M. Dixon says, "I used one with mine. He's now 28. It gives them some freedom, yet close at hand to the adult, and this way the kids get to explore without getting snatched up. Kids can get snatched up easily these days." And he was probably shamed by people who don't have kids or people who have all had others raise their kids. He's probably a really good dad.
All right. Okay, what else have you got with this department?
Michael Durr says, "I disagree with using a leash with kids. It seems like lazy parenting. Why not just pay attention to your children? Why not hold hands? By the way, I have four. I didn't use a leash. So many aspects to parenting. The dad in question might be a terrific dad in other areas, but I must admit, I judged this when I saw it. But to each their own."
Yeah.
I judged this before I had the kid. I have one, and I was like, oh, I get it.
I know. I think five, the same age, let the guy do whatever he needs to do.
There you go.
That's a lot.
All right, 28 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. At this time, officials did not disclose the number of children that may have been exposed to the virus, but they have began screening the children and the staff from the daycare. The monkeypox disease is typically spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact with infected people's lesions or bodily fluids. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The daycare has been cleaned and it is still open. This is USA Radio News.
The administration is hanging their hat on a positive July jobs report.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is continuing to launch military drills following a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration is lacking in its response to the aggression.
You can imagine that they see President Biden as weak, and that's why they are being as aggressive as they are being aggressive.
The Louisiana Republican speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the issues of the week, according to the charts listed both at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn at number six. The Russian-Ukrainian war. I suppose the biggest thing to come out of this week is what's going on with Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in prison, found guilty of drug possession. You never thought that anything else was going to happen except that she found guilty, fined $16,000, prosecutors asking the court to hand her a 9-year sentence. She apologized ahead of the sentencing, and so that didn't seem to make much difference because she was sentenced to 9 years, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what she got?
Yeah, just under the maximum of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. I think a lot of times Americans think that their protections follow them other places, and they don't. So as much as it seems like this is ridiculous, marijuana possession for 9.5 years, it's the rules in Russia. And, of course, they're going to make sure that every rule is followed because they want to use her as a political pawn.
Right.
And now we've got the very real scenario that she, just a basketball star, is going to be traded for someone who's known as like the guy who, like, the death puppet or whatever they call it.
Right, the most murderous Russian outside of Russia.
Out. I mean, that's not a fair trade for the United States, but yet you also feel like you can't leave this person sitting there, and at the same time you've got 100 Americans who are still stuck in Afghanistan. So it's a bad scenario, and it's unfortunate for her, it's unfortunate for the country, it's unfortunate all the way around.
All right. Also, with regard to number six, the war, the Amnesty International folks accusing the Ukraine of war crimes. Huh? Of what relevancy is this after the Russians bombed the hell out of schools, churches, and hospitals?
They were using some of those churches, those schools, outside of regulation for military stuff. They violated international humanitarian law and endangered civilians.
Have they already has Amnesty International gone after the Russians?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been found of multiple, like numerous.
With regards to the war,
but you know, Russia doesn't care. They're like, we're going to do what we want to do anyway.
You know, and there really are not a lot of good guys in all of this. I mean, you have to remember, Ukraine still has a ton of corruption in it. Yes, we are rooting for them. Yes, Zelensky is a brave leader, and yes, we want to see them stand up to Russia because they are. That we're relying on them as a world to do that, but there's still a lot of corruption and stuff that goes on. It cannot be denied that happens in Ukraine still today.
All of this can be true at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. Okay, number five is a focus on the committee hearings January 6th. I noticed that Dick Cheney has called Donald Trump a coward. I don't know how that's maybe connected somewhat to his daughter's being on the committee.
He did a campaign ad for Liz Cheney because she's in real trouble. It looks like she's probably not going to win her primary in, I think it's the 23rd of August that Wyoming goes out and votes. Yeah. And so she's worried. She's getting a lot of money from places like California, not from within her own state, to try to help her with her campaign. So her dad did this campaign ad and said that she's brave and Trump's a coward. And it's funny. Yeah. They just to see Dick Cheney dust it off and standing in front of the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's proud of his daughter. I'm no fan of his, but I do like his daughter for all kinds of reasons. And I hope she wins. Meanwhile, because Trump seems to still be connected to all of the, well, not all of them, but many of the political races, the primary for Arizona governor on the Republican side, somebody who he supported, won the primary. But what has that got to do with anything? What has Trump got to do with the issues that affect people in Arizona or people up in Liz Cheney's district? What's Trump got to do with any of this? Why would you care?
Think in some places people do and in some places people don't. Look, like a perfect example is in Georgia where Trump endorsed the challenger to Brian Kemp, who is running in the primary for re-election, and Kemp won because the people of Georgia say, well, Trump's still really popular here, but we also really think that the governor did a good job and we're willing to give him a second chance. But I think what this does and the reason he comes into play is that the media is still obsessed with Donald Trump.
He's
still the leader of the Republican Party, and so there's a lot of people who want to know whose endorsements are powerful these days. And Trump, for the most part, has probably one of the most powerful endorsements in politics. I would say maybe even more powerful than the guy that I think probably has the most power on the other side of the aisle, and that's Obama. I think an Obama endorsement is similar to a Trump endorsement, but I think Trump's endorsement means something to the voters.
Not to me, but then it didn't ever mean much to me.
I don't know about endorsements. Like, I vote for who I want to.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
The celebrity tells me who to vote for, but his endorsement still matters to some.
All right, number four, crime, guns, that sort of thing. Did you see the story about this 80-year-old guy who shot a suspect trying to rob an L.A. convenience store? Jennifer, you must have talked about this on your program.
Yeah, this is in our service area. This guy, I want to be adopted. I mean, this guy is amazing. His name is Craig Cope, 80 years old. He had a store in Riverside County in a place called Norco, and that matters because if it were in L.A. County, he might be in jail himself these days. Mm-hmm. And he said at 2:45 in the morning, he sees an SUV pull up, and he knew that something was wrong because they pulled up sideways right against the door. He saw people jump out with masks on their face, not the COVID kind, but real masks. And they come running into the store. The lead guy with an AR-15 says, put your hands up. And he was met by Craig Cope's shotgun. This guy shot him and shot him in the arm. The guy screamed like a little girl. He screams, he shot my arm off. And all of this was caught on surveillance video, which went viral. The four guys go running out the door. They forget one of their people behind. They have to back up, get him in. And then what do you do when you're a dumb criminal who's been shot? Well, you got to go to the hospital. And so he goes to the hospital. His friends stay in the car outside waiting for him, and the police just come by with a big butterfly net and catch them all. They've all been charged. Now, this poor guy had a heart attack, but he's going to be fine. He's recovering. And he warned people. He's like, you can't just come into my store. I'm going to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. All right, let's see. But the maybe part of the story, he was on duty in the store at 2:47 in the morning.
Yeah, it was
his an 80-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. He owns the store. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. But imagine 2:47, the 80-year-old guy is running.
It's like
the
something
store.
You would do.
But if somebody came into my studio, I don't have any guns, though.
I'm not talking about shooting them. I'm talking about
being at work at 2:45 in the morning.
Oh, 2:47. Yeah, right. Okay,
managing
got that.
Your store at 2:00
yes, right.
Morning.
Yeah, right. That could be. That no, that is not out of the possibility, realm of possibility. Right. Number three, Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan. Doesn't that sound like a book that a third grader would read? Well, she's kind of acting like a third grader, in my estimation. We'll talk about China's response to the trip right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts that we have listed on our website, thegooddayshow.com, and also talkers.com, including at number 10, the passing of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski in a car crash in Indiana this week. Number 9, the situation with the climate change, warm weather, no water, etc. Number 8, COVID and monkeypox, which is an outrageous, putting the two of them together makes my hair stand on end. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. Alex Jones is at number 7 with his trial. The war in Ukraine is number 6. Number 5, January 6th, and continuing focus on the hearings there. Number 4, crime and guns, that sort of thing. Pelosi goes to Taiwan is 3. Partisan politics 2. And the economy, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
At any time.
So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Back with the people, this official list from Talkers Magazine this week. The research indicates that at number 10, Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. At number 9, Al Zawahiri. Number 8, Al Jones, as in Alex Jones. At number 7, Brittany Griner. At number 6, Liz Cheney. At number 5, Pat Cipollone. At number 4, Ron DeSantis. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And at number 1, Joe Biden. I think and if we were to have a 10A on the people list, Vin Scully would be 10A. A lot of people obviously talking this week about his passing, what he meant to the game of baseball, all that sort of thing. So that's the list. All the people that are in the minds of those who are doing talk radio, according to the research at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
44 after the hour on the overview. I don't have much to say about Nancy Pelosi, frankly, at this point that I haven't said already. Ladies, the big military drills are on. The Chinese are acting like children. Pelosi's acting like a child. So, you know what? I would say, who cares?
I don't falter for going if that hell freeze over a little bit.
Right,
I
don't
falter for a lot of things.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, who's the co-host of Beauty Pop, a podcast that she does with Victoria. I was going to say Victoria. Why is Victoria Jones is on my mind? I don't know why. Talk radio person. But under the circumstances, the late, great DJV program, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer and Jay and I had a great run. And so Victoria was doing this Beauty Pop thing, and you can check it out. What is it, beautypop.com? Is that where people go?
Wherever you get your podcast, not quite up yet, so we'll let you know.
All right, we're here. Okay. What is a part of our conversation today, from your point of view, the passing of Vin Scully? Comments from Jennifer after we listen to this tribute.
Vin, we love you, and this is for you, my friend.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium. All of us have experienced a litany of emotions, whether it would be shock, disbelief, and horror, followed by grief, mourning, and anger. All of us indeed have lost a lot. We've lost thousands of lives. We have lost some of our self-confidence. We have lost some of our freedom. And certainly, we have lost a way of life. The President of the United States has said it is time to go back to work. And so, despite a heavy heart, baseball gets up out of the dirt, brushes itself off, and will follow his command, hoping in some small way to inspire the nation to do the same. All of the ballplayers in the major leagues are wearing the American flag. Out of patriotism, yes. Out of love of country, yes. But more so, out of duty and of courage, and to pronounce a national firmness of will. You know, friends, so many people have wished me congratulations on a 67-year career in baseball, and they've wished me a wonderful retirement with my family. And now, all I can do is tell you what I wish for you. May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
So what's been the tone in L.A.?
One of the best broadcasters in radio and certainly in sports. Their voice was iconic, it was warm, it was comforting, and it was consistent. And for everybody that I've heard from in Los Angeles, and this has been rough for our entire city, it was like someone lost a friend or a family member, because Vin Scully was the consistent. When things went wrong, when you lost somebody, you could turn on a Dodger game.
Stability.
And you'd hear him. And, you know, it was, there's something really cool about the fact that my grandfather listened to him. My dad listened to him.
There's generations there. And, all right, Jen, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, the countdown of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Jennifer Horn is here with me and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So let's talk about the situation in our country where big companies like Google, Coca-Cola, they feel like they need to take positions on issues of the day, whether it be immigration, whether it be climate change, gun laws, voting rights, you name it. Why is it that these big companies, corporate America, if you will, thinks it's important for them to weigh in? Is it important for their employees to know? Is it important for their customers to know? Frankly, I don't care. I don't really, whether Coca-Cola likes or doesn't like something that's in the public view, the public vantage point. So why is it? I mean, there's stuff, Disney and their fight with the state of Florida because of their don't say gay policy, you know, all of this stuff, right? Am I on the right?
I think capitalism allows people to filter all this stuff out, and that's why I think it's a great system, because you have companies like early on, remember people on the left would take issue with Chick-fil-A, or they would take issue with Hobby Lobby, but those companies are allowed to run themselves, and people make...
But what was the issue by the Jennifer, just a sec... The only issue was that they were right of center, and they closed their stores on Sunday. What other? And they were vocal about what they thought with social issues. So am I? Is that the same kind of thing as Pepsi? I suppose it is, right?
Yeah, anybody? It is. It's probably on a smaller level because you have Coca-Cola and Disney that are a whole lot bigger than like a Hobby Lobby. But at the same time, people will decide what products to use. And companies can decide what's appropriate for them. Many times, though, I think the corporate office is getting so much outside pressure from people, they feel like they have to react. If I were running these businesses, I would just stay out of politics. You're isolating, at this point, 50% of the country, no matter what you do, and it's probably safer just to stay out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're there for and selling the products.
Remember when we talked to Ed McMahon, Jennifer, nobody ever knew his politics. Nobody ever knew Johnny Carson's politics back there. But now these people, these late-night hosts who, Stephen Colbert is the biggest jerk among
their
them.
Politics on your
who cares? I'm not going to watch you. Well, maybe I didn't watch Johnny Carson. Mostly I watched Johnny Carson because I enjoyed his repartee with Ed. And the monologue at the beginning. And once in a while it was fun to have a guest that, you know, but they never talked about politics. And so now these guys, especially Colbert, but Jimmy Kimmel's kind of a wiseacre, too. Not so much with Fallon, but you know, they are all the smugness. And there are plenty of other outlets that have that same smugness attached to them. Maybe we could ask the same question about, you know, we're asking about corporate America, but broadcasters, why do we care? Why does it make a difference what, and you name the broadcaster, come up with anybody's, you know. But if you watch Kelly and Ryan, you never know what their politics are. They invite politicians on, but I challenge you to know to really
they don't make it the center of their.
No,
show. I mean you can guess, but they don't make it the focal point, and that's refreshing.
Yeah. So is there something to be done about it? Is it, you know, when you come up with climate change conversations, civil rights conversations, religious freedom conversations, or whatever it is, are we just in that era where people expect, you know, do I want to know, for example, whether Vanessa Williams thinks that, you know, the business of Roe v. Wade is important? Why would I care what she thinks?
I don't know. It's a
honestly
tough position for celebrities right now. And, Jay, you can speak to this as you watch our social media feeds. If celebrities don't say something that appeases the masses on social media, they get yelled at for not coming
you're
out.
You're yelled at for speaking. You're yelled at for keeping your quiet. But there's always a time and place, too. And a lot of people seem to be picking the wrong time and place to say what they want to say. And, therefore, what they're saying gets lost.
How do you mean? What's an example of that, Jay? What do you mean?
Look at award shows. A lot of people get mad when winners that position to speak on something that they could somewhere else.
Yeah. All right. Interesting thoughts about the issues of the day and what comes out, what you believe, what you don't believe, and is that what drives your listening and viewing habits, right? That's the kind of the question here. And we've come up with pretty good answers. The stories continue. You're always going to find these sorts of things being discussed on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.